Our beacon is decked very much like your halls with boughs of holly. We're Holiday Monitor this weekend and next, bringing you the sound and the spirit of the season.
News, Berlin.
So, you know, during the sneezing season, even a disc jockey can catch it. Listen.
Johnny DJ here sitting.
He starts conducting the orchestra through Sleigh Ride. Whether you're on the road in a sleigh, a snowmobile, or an automobile, Monitor stays right with you. State College, Pennsylvania hears us on station WMAJ. Brief time out right here, after which we'll bounce back. I'm Gene Rayburn.
Season's greetings, everyone. Happy listening, have some fun. Bring that chime, it's Christmas time at NBC.
Merry Christmas to you from me, Joe Garagiola, and NBC.
Time to catch up on whatever's happening across the nation and around the world. NBC Monitor News on the Hour is next, so stay tuned. This is Gene Rayburn. The season to be jolly, but Henry Morgan is having none of it, thank you. Despite a severe cold, fever, chills, and sore throat, Henry proves that a little case of grip will never alter his terminal case of gripe. Here he is, Ebenezer Morgan.
I have this theory about Christmas trees. It's a pretty good theory because I checked with a few people and they say it's accurate. It's even better than a theory. It's true. I feel that when you buy a nice, straight Christmas tree, it's a nice, straight tree all the way home. When you finally get it up, it's not a straight tree. End of theory. My next theory has to do with Christmas tree lights. Now, it says on the box they come in, if one light goes out, it makes no difference. The rest will stay lit. And now, that may be true. I don't know. Because the way it works for me is that they all go out and they stay out and I can never find out what's wrong. Doesn't happen to be a fear either. It's another fact. All right, hold that. I want to tell you something else. There's an idea I had the other day that I didn't do anything about, and I'm sorry I didn't, so I'll tell you what it was and we can both forget it. I was going to call up Johnny Carson, see? And I'd say, John, I haven't been on the show for about 2 years or so. I want to come over tonight and just do 2 minutes and leave. And then I'd go on Carson's show, see? And I'd sit down and say, listen, John, as you know, I've been a bachelor for some years now, and I've been sort of thinking that I've been a bachelor long enough. How much do you charge for weddings around here? Then I'd explain that it wouldn't be a big wedding, just the girl and me and our friend, maybe one flower. No organ or anything. A clerk from City Hall, get the whole thing over with in a couple of minutes and not make a big deal out of it. Well, then, see, I'd go on Merv Griffin's show and David Frost's show and Dave Garraway's show and get competitive prices. Of course, the only trouble with the scheme is, if I got a good deal going, I'd have to go out and find a girl. And once I found the girl, I'd have to talk her into marrying me. And the only way I figure I could do that would be to promise her 2 tickets to the Carson show. This is Henry Morgan. Single, free, bad throat, little stupid.
I'm not going to agree with you, Henry, because that'll only start another fight. But isn't that like Henry, a master at the art of understatement? It goes to that 5 and 10 in West Virginia, which announces we can open a control room door. Let's open a control room door so we can all hear a loud boo here. You're afraid to open a control room door, are you? Oh, I see. Now open a door. Now let's all boo together. Boo, that's right. For the names and events making news right now. In other words, stay right here for NBC Monitor News on the Hour, which is coming up directly. I'm Gene Rayburn. Playing God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Well, that's it. For the general information of all gentlemen in North Carolina, merry or not, one of our monitor stations is WMNC, serving Morganton. All the rest will send you season's greetings next, after which we'll come back. This is Gene Rayburn.
Season's greetings, everyone. Happy listening. Have some fun. Bring that chime in.
Al Cayola and Holiday on Skis, and you heard it on Holiday Monitor. And may we at Holiday Monitor add our best wishes. Say, if there's a motorist on your gift list, why not consider something he can really use but wouldn't ordinarily buy for himself?
But when I finally could, by gosh, it said I had perfect eyesight. And then I remembered the last time I'd had my eyes examined, I was driving a Pierce Arrow to Calvin Coolidge's inaugural. Well, the National Highway Safety Bureau and the states are trying to implement a plan that calls for a periodic re-examination for a driver's license. I think it's a great idea, and so does State Farm, and so should you. It'll make sure that all drivers on our highways are fully qualified, and if it turns out that you need glasses to drive, think of how much safer you'll be.
And White Christmas, serving Berlin's Yuletide gift to the world. News never takes a holiday, so stay tuned for the latest around the world and across the nation. NBC Monitor News on the Hour is next. I'm Gene Rayburn.
All of us at NBC send greetings to all of you.
This Christmas, give her Chanel No. 5. Chanel No. 5 perfume, eau de cologne, and modern sprays. The perfect gift for tomorrow's woman.
Here's to the best time ever with Monitor. A real Christmas get-together with Monitor.
This is Gene Gene Rayburn extending season's greetings. Holiday-minded monitor goes everywhere. Your station in La Crosse, Wisconsin, WKBH. Brief timeout. Gene Rayburn here.
All of us.
Christmas song on monitor.
Christmas, Christmas, just come your way. Wishing you all a happy holiday.
Good health and good cheer and joy for the 2 years of everything.
And, of course, from Holiday Monitor. Good King Wenceslas. Let's face it, with that name, he had to be good, especially with the other kids on the block there. We're about to check on what's happening in the national world scene, so stay right here and keep up to the minute. NBC Monitor News on the Hour. This is Gene Rayburn.
Season's greetings, everyone. Happy listening. Have some fun. Bring that time. It's Christmas time. Here's Monitor Now on NBC.
Here's Morgan Now on SAME. December the 1-3, I tell you, I'm glad to be working today. Keeps me out of the holiday shopping crunch. Oh, it's awful this year in New York anyway. Where do all those shoppers come from? Where are they getting all the money? Who are they going to give all the presents to? Don't tell me. I truly don't want to know.
Different for a Christmas wreath. Take garlic bulbs.
Right,
garlic bulbs. Nuts, dried parsley, dried red chili peppers. Use a styrofoam or cardboard base for the wreath and sprigs of greenery here and there. It's nice, smells good. And after Christmas, you can eat most of it. Want a gift suggestion for a dancer?
This Christmas, give her Chanel No. 5. Chanel No. 5 perfume, eau de cologne, and modern sprays. The perfect gift for tomorrow's woman.
That's 17. Make that 16. 15, 16. Make that 17 past the hour. You're on the monitor beacon.
This is it. Monitor's pick of the
Nancy Sinatra sings, "It's such a lovely, lonely time of year." Fred Alford in the tub, and the brass are coming. Auto owners. Hey, auto owners. Chewing gum's good for fixing a leaky fuel line. If you're not planning to drive, that is. Da 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 dee dum. Holiday Morgan coming to you from Holiday Rockefeller Center, where the tree was lit this week. And so were some of the audience.
That's the way it's going to be, I guess, until ho, ho, ho time and Happy New Year are over.
This Christmas, give her Chanel No. 5. Chanel No. 5 perfume, eau de cologne, and modern sprays. The perfect gift for tomorrow's woman.
At, let's call it, 16 past the hour. You're on the monitor beacon.
Here's monitor now.
Here's Morgan, too. How lucky can you get in one afternoon? Here's new music, Buddy Greco and Double Life. Morgan for monitor. May I spell that for you? It's M-O-R-G-A-N. I want you to remember the spelling because I finally thought of something you can give me for Christmas. I didn't think of it until I read about it, but it's described as 86-proof chess. Giant chessmen, each of which holds a fifth of a special distillation of a certain spirituous drink and a 4-foot square rug to play the game on or to fall down on if you're a real loser. And you drink the chessmen? That's H-E-N-R-Y-M-O-R-G-A-N. I like games. Now, Sergio Mendes in Brazil, 66, 3 years later. It's Wichita lineman. Tomorrow, the American Trucking Associations again present Frank Blair, who'll have the latest word on offbeat gift ideas. Right here on the Offbeat Monitor Beacon. Whatever happened to Christmas? Oh. Frank Sinatra asking, whatever happened to Christmas? Well, I'll tell you, it moved to New Jersey.
For Monitor.
Isn't it interesting about Alcatraz? We didn't want it. Until the Indians wanted it. Merry Christmas to us.
Here's Monitor now on NBC.
Here's Morgan now. There was a report this week that a young lady in Tacoma, Washington, Miss Jean Fuller, saved her junk mail for a year. Then she weighed it and found she'd received 33 pounds of it. Well, that's the beauty of junk TV. It doesn't pile up. Here's Engelstam Honkerdonk with Aquarius. Monitor. And this is the season that we all wish it was not the gift, it was the thought that counted. Well, face it, it's the gift that counts.
This Christmas, give her Chanel No. 5. Chanel No. 5 perfume, eau de cologne, and modern sprays. The perfect gift for tomorrow's woman.
Humbug. That's a word you're likely to hear this time of year. Strangely enough, the origin of the word humbug is unknown, except to amateur etymologists. Some dictionaries define a humbug as something designed to deceive and mislead, or a person who passes himself off as something he's not. Well, we're all interested in words. I think most people are anyway. Work. Now, here's something you might want to know if you're planning to do any holiday entertaining. In London, a pub owner banned Saturday night folk singing sessions because they made his customers too sad to drink beer. So, you get the picture here? If you want to cut down on the consumption of booze at your party, get them all folk singing.
This Christmas, give her Chanel No. 5. Chanel No. 5 perfume, eau de cologne, and modern sprays. The perfect gift for tomorrow's woman.
Later today on Monitor, there'll be an interview with Dr. Benjamin Spock, baby doctor and protester. And there'll be a report on USO plans for Christmas, plus guests Trini Lopez and Peggy Lee. Miss Lee will tell all about her current hit song, Is That All There Is? Well, that's not all there is this evening. There's also Murray the K. right here on the Monitor Beacon. Bobby Goldsboro, and morning, morning. Car owners with driveways, if you haven't already done so, mark off your driveway with stakes or reflectors. It's a big help when you have to clear away snow. If you live in Florida, forget it.
Listen again on the hour for NBC Monitor News. Monitor Music now, and away we jingle jango with Bert Kampfert.
Here's to the best time ever with Monitor. A real Christmas get together with Monitor.
Greetings, Gene Rayburn here, and now that the official White House Christmas trees, both indoors and... End of sleigh ride with Castellanets. Everybody out and warm up by spending a few moments with your warm friends at NBC stations coast to coast in the Quad Cities area of Iowa, WOC Davenport. Gene Rayburn here, back shortly. Here we go, a caroling. Well, actually, we've been a caroling with Eugene Ormandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra on monitor. And that includes monitor and me, Gene. Rayburn again with more of Holiday Monitor. Winter Wonderland, the Hollyridge Strings. Next up, NBC Monitor News on the Hour. Gene Rayburn here. Minus four and a fraction days and counting. At book department and stationery stores, just $6.95 indexed. Now, if you'll brace yourselves, friends, Monitor has a sort of early Christmas present for you. The first of many appearances by Graham Kerr, the dynamic galloping gourmet who becomes an official member of the Monitor family today.
Now that it's Christmas, if I can bring you anything at all which is going to make your lives more worthwhile, or at least less onerous, let's consider crying.
You, that horrible business that you did. Hell. All over the board.
With an onion. It depends, really, how tall you are. If you are between 5'4" and 5 feet, you're in terrible strife. That is, unless you're cutting the onion on the floor with your feet. But if you are the sort of person that are not so ambidextrous, then what I'd like to suggest to you is that you take hold of the onion, which are inevitably going to be used for the dressing of a turkey, and that you place this into a deep freeze for 15 minutes. Before you no longer, otherwise you'll need an oxyacetylene torch to get through it. And then just finely chop the onion, and you'll find that all the volatile oils are fixed, frozen, marvelous, and you won't cry. Doesn't matter how tall you are, you won't cry with that idea. That's Graham Kerr for NBC Monitor.
Now, that's a pretty clever idea. And something else that'll prevent you from crying is the thought that you'll be able to hear the galloping gourmet throughout the weekends to come here on Monitor, as well as weekday mornings on NBC Radio's Emphasis. And your Aunt Brass wishing you a Merry Christmas, and so do we all, to all of you listening to Holiday Monitor on WSB Atlanta, the voice of the South, Georgia's only 50,000-watt clear channel station. To all of you everywhere else in the U.S. of A., Gene Rayburn, I'll be back shortly, so don't go away.
All of us at NBC send greetings to all of you.
Wasn't that nice? Let's see what it was. Raymond Lefevre with the most popular of all popular Christmas songs.
Listen, this Christmas bells come your way, wishing you all a happy holiday.
Good health and good cheer and joy for the two years of NBC.
And a hearty hello as well as a ho, ho, ho. Hey, Douglas, that's a very nice. Baked eel with thistle. Yeah. Gene Rayburn again, and it's 14 minutes before the hour.
This is it.
Monitor's pick of the week.
And we'll have that pick, a special holiday song. At Christmas time, most of us try to be at home with our families. But for people in, let's call it showbiz, that isn't always possible. Take Henry Morgan, for instance. Please, take him.
Well, this Christmas I'll be in what is laughingly called sunny California. I say laughingly because it's a fact that whenever I'm in California, it's either not sunny or it's so smoggy you couldn't tell the difference. I'm talking about Los Angeles, of course, and San Francisco isn't particularly sunny anyway. Foggy is more like it. So there I'll be, a thoroughly unreconstructed New Englander, spending my time in Smoggy Bottom. If nothing at all ever happened in the Northeast, the weather would make up for it. I know lots of people don't care for our winters, but personally, I happen to prefer 20 below in New Hampshire to a perfect 72 anywhere else on Earth. There's nothing can take the heart out of a kid like me as easily as looking at the fake. Cast your eyes along the highway, and what do you see? Long, beautiful country roads lined with pines bending under the weight of icicles? Not exactly. You see cruddy little pizza shops, second-rate hot dog drive-ins, foolish motels, and all covered with tinsel that isn't even real tinsel. Oh, I tell you, there's going to be a lot of moaning around my motel room this Christmas. And worst of all, nobody there to hear me moan. Well, you may very well ask, why do you do it? This is Henry Morgan. I do it for money. Merry Christmas to me.
Whatever turns you on, Henry. Well, at least he didn't say, bah, humbug. Ronnie and Teicher announced Santa Claus is coming to town. So what else is new? Stay tuned and find out. NBC Monitor News on the Hour is next. I'm Gene Rayburn. And Monitor, while NBC stations along the line clue you to what's new in your respective neighborhoods. In the southwestern part of the state of Washington, that station is KXRO Aberdeen, 1320 on the dial.
Ho, ho, ho! It's Jolly Joe, Garagiola that is, wishing a Merry Christmas to one and all from Monitor, me, and NBC.
That goes for all of us at Holiday Monitor. And only one thing wrong with a sleigh ride.
You just might catch a cold. But don't despair, help is nearby.
Johnny DJ here, sitting in for Big Max, who's got a cold. Feel better, Maxie. Well, cold and flu season's here, and nobody is safe, right? Excuse me. Now, you should know about Bufferin. Of all leading brands of pain relievers you can buy, doctors specify Bufferin most. It's got the most effective fever reducer known. Jack, feel my forehead, will you, huh?
Uh-huh. Well.
Bufferin is better than plain aspirin because most of aspirin's still in your stomach by the time most of Bufferin is already on its way to reduce that fever. Feel fine, huh?
Uh-huh.
And it relieves those body aches and pains. Without the stomach upset, plain aspirin could cause. Jack, give me some Bufferin. I'm getting it.
Johnny, let me. Bufferin is better than plain aspirin because most of aspirin's still in your stomach when most of Bufferin is already on its way to help you.
That's groovy, Star.
Counting what's left of today, there are just a little over 3 shopping days till Christmas. Stan Kenton and his oh-so-merry gentlemen. NBC Monitor News on the Hour is next. Gene Rayburn here.
Holiday Monitor. Well, I'll tell you, ladies and gents, it's Henry Morgan's body. It's somebody else's throat. Seems the season is longer than ever this year. Well, I've been wishing people well. Listen to that. There have been office parties all week long, and I don't think I missed any of them. I want to know what's going to happen next week. If there are any more parties, I think I might as well cut my throat now. Here's Andy Williams, with a little holiday cheer, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Don't start planning your Christmas dinner until you listen to the following advice. It's from Graham Kerr, the unusual cook who's known as the Galloping Gourmet. It's post time. He's off.
This is Graham Kerr, full of Christmas cheer. Marvelous thing, Christmas cheer. And something which I think will give you tremendous excitement. You know, it's the best thing that's ever come out since ladderless stockings, which haven't, of course, come out yet. This is parsley stalks, a long, green, slender thing that one normally cuts off and throws away. But this is not the case now, because we've changed the whole emphasis of Monitor. What we've done, we've taken the parsley stalk and we've made it live on its own. And it's a marvelous thing for Christmas when you consider all those stuffings, I mean dressings, that you'll use for your favorite turkey or whatever. And now it is not the curly leaf part, the part which you eat to clean your breath, of parsley. No, it is the long, slender stalk, teeming with flavor, twice as much flavor as the flowery heads. It doesn't matter whether it's Hamburg parsley, Neapolitan parsley, all that curly stuff that they shove in fish heads in cold marble slabs. No, it is the long stalk. Use it for stuffing. Graham Kerr for Monitor.
He sounds like a crazy David Frost. I can hardly wait to sink my teeth in a nice bite of parsley stalks. You can catch the Galloping Gourmet, if you listen fast, that is, weekday mornings on NBC Radio. Planning a lot of things for the holiday season, but you're probably not planning to get a cold. However, the best laid non-plans gang after glee. Heed this.
Well, it's cold and flu season.
Rich and sleigh ride. In Morgantown, West Virginia. In Morgantown, I hope you feel better than Morgan. Anyway, WAJR is your station, now entering its 30th year. So am I. Be back soon. Morgan.
All of us at NBC send greetings to all of you.
Herb Alpert and more of my favorite things. Mr. Morgan here. Ho, ho. Now, Savings and Loan Association Serving America present Monitor Start Time, right here on the Monitor Beacon. Holiday Morgan here. If you think I sound a little funny, it's from standing in a draft or under the mistletoe somewhere. Seem to be getting a cold. A lot of it going around. Jack Jones and Christmas Waltz. Nice. Tell me this year, has anybody seen Mommy kissing Santa Claus? Them with the sentimental old holiday songs. Not to mention, All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. All I want is the rest of my throat. Here's a favorite, Rudolph. Rudolph with the red nose, seen by Lawrence Welk and his elves. On Donner, on Blitzen, on Monitor.
Season's greetings, everyone. Happy listening, have some fun. Bring that chime, it's Christmas time.
Listen again on the hour. When Ford, with 50 new models for 1970, brings you NBC Monitor News. The Holly Ridge Strings and Little Saint Nick on Monitor. Christmas season got its official start this week. President and Mrs. Nixon sent out their cards. 40,000. You see how slow the mails are? I ain't got mine yet. It's Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N. We need a little Christmas. The
news, Moscow.
Well, one thing they'll certainly have for the holidays in Russia is snow. So here's it.
Umbrevo perfume by Cody.
At 16 past the holiday, you're on the Monitor Beacon. That's old Bert Comfort and the little drummer boy who sounds a little tired in his version. In New Orleans, your station's WDSU, 1280 on your dial. All the stations speak up and then there'll be more of whatever I've got left. Music, Monitor, Ray Conniff, The Real Meaning of Christmas. Hugo Montenegro and Green Sleeves.
Listeners, Christmas bells come your way. Wishing you all a happy holiday. Good health and good cheer and joy for the new year of NBC.
Outside is frightful, but the...
Dean Martin and Let It Snow. Sure, it's okay for him. He lives in California. What does he care if homeowners here in the East have to shovel their sidewalks? And the mayor's always in trouble in Queens. Well, so much for the fun part of winter. Now your home handyman, Henry Morgan, is going to give you a tip. If you have an outdoor Christmas tree, it's a good idea to put plastic electrical tape around the connecting plugs. Then, and when it snows and sleets and rains, you won't short out the place. Now, for a tip to you dedicated guys who like to work with hand tools, and that includes you professional fellows in shop and factory work. How'd you like to have a tool that'll clamp easily around almost any item, or several items, no matter how oddball their shapes, and lock on tight while you do the work? Now we've got some Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports and some inside information about the business.
This Christmas, give her Chanel No. 5. Chanel No. 5 perfume, eau de cologne, and modern sprays. The perfect gift for tomorrow's woman.
Ed Ames sings in 1 minute on the Monitor Beacon. Ed Ames and Ballad of the Christmas Donkey. Drivers. Antique auto owners, if your radiator leaks, pour oatmeal into it. Not a joke. May not fix the radiator so well, but it's better than eating it for breakfast. Now this from State Farm.
Hello, this is David Frost.
Now, about your cold. Or don't you have one yet? You will. Now here's one of Santa's helpers, Dr. Joyce Brothers.
Monitor.
Santa Claus coming to town. News is next, then more Holiday Monitor. Morgan. Listen again on the hour for NBC Monitor News. Henry Mancini and Carol for Another Christmas.
Here's to the best time ever with Monitor. A real Christmas get together.
Morgan here, busy spreading a little humbug around. I figure you got enough cheer, you got enough ho-ho-ho, and I'm a professional humbug spreader. Here's a bit of Christmas music with a difference. Jingle Bell Rock, you're on the Monitor Beacon. Glad Singers and Fum Fum Fum, still one of the best Christmas carols. Well, that's subjective. Did you ever look up the word democracy? A dictionary I consulted says democracy comes from the Greek word demokratia. It means a government by the people, especially rule of the majority. You'd be surprised how much you can learn just by tracing the meanings of words back to their origins. All you need is a good, up-to-date dictionary. Unfortunately, the average American family uses a dictionary that's at least 10 years old. Now, that fact ought to give some of you late Christmas shoppers an idea for a really unusual and useful Christmas gift. Why not give Webster's 7th New Collegiate Dictionary? That's the one in the distinctive bright red jacket. That bright red jacket tells you you're buying the original, authentic Merriam-Webster dictionary. The mark of a man. Chanel, a gentleman's cologne. Chanel, a gentleman's aftershave. There's no mistaking Chanel for men. The mark of a man. This Christmas, give him Chanel for men. But don't give him a cold. Let's see. In Oil City, Pennsylvania, I would guess your station is WKRZ, 1340 on the dial. Good guess. More of whatever's going on here after a brief round of greetings.
All of us at NBC send greetings to all of you.
A holiday musical here, Frosty the Snowman by Ella Fitzgerald.
Who's there?
Nature and 12 Days of Christmas.
If I could criticize and choose.
Joe South and Walk a Mile in My Shoes. Morgan for Monitor on the 20th of December. 5 days until Christmas. 3 more shopping days. That's why we're full of suggestions. Tomorrow, the American Trucking Associations again present Frank Blair. I beg your pardon, Frank. Who will have the latest word on fragrance, formerly known as perfume. Here's U.S. Open champ Lee. Carol of the Bells, Percy Faith. At this time of the year, you do hear about some unusual Christmas efforts. Henry Krantz of Halliwell, Kansas, for instance. He's a retired coal miner. He works all year collecting and repairing toys for children at Parsons State Hospital. Also involved in that effort are station KOAM of Pittsburgh, Kansas, and the employees of Gulf Oil at Halliwell. And what it all means is that 600 children in an institution will have a happier Christmas. Now, you last-minute shoppers, if you need a suggestion.
This Christmas, give her Chanel No. 5. Chanel No. 5 perfume, eau de cologne, and modern sprays. The perfect gift for tomorrow's woman.
adventures, and we wish you a Merry Christmas.
And we do, too.
Morgan and Monitor, that is.
From me, Murray the King.
Here's to the best time ever with Monitor. A real Christmas get together with Monitor on NBC.
Mm-hmm. A blast, in other words. Twenty minutes past the Monitor hour, Murray the K with you, and a very good friend of mine has a very special message for you.
Hi, this is Dionne Warwick, and you're listening to NBC Monitor. I'd like to take this time to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a very prosperous and happy new year. What do you get?
Andre Castellanos and Sleigh Ride, and that's the way to go, man. The snowmobile? Bah. Humbug. Oh, gee. Murray the K at Holiday Monitor saying hello to all of you in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We're getting us on WKJG. Back with you shortly. That was Stan Kenton's arrangement of the 12 Days of Christmas, and I hope that you enjoyed it. And we're playing a lot of Christmas music for you right here on our show on Monitor, and sure hope that you will stay. News coming up next.
All of us at NBC, send greetings to all of you.
Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops. What's happening, Pops? Murray the K is here, taking a break for our NBC stations, coast to coast, one of which is WRUF, RUF, in Gainesville, Florida, serving North Central Florida. Keep the spirit, baby. We will be back.
Hi, this is Gene Rayburn speaking for our whole gang and wishing you all a Merry Monitor Christmas 1969.
Here's to the best time ever with Monitor. A real Christmas get together with Monitor on NBC.
And here's to the best audience in the whole wide world. Now a brief time out, and we'll be back with you shortly after this holiday message. Carol for Another Christmas. Henry Mancini, the orchestra, on Monitor. Second the motion from Charlie Brown. Just ahead, I'm Charlie Brown.
Christmas time at NBC.
Holiday greetings and a merry happy to one and all time for you, wherever you may be in the U.S. Turns out around Marietta, Ohio. Hear us on station WMOA, serving Marietta and Parkersburg, West Virginia. After a word from the NBC affiliate in your neck of the woods, we'll be back. Charlie Brown here.
Have you been left with your pancake on the ceiling overnight? If you have, don't fear. Care is here. The Galloping Gourmet. Monitor every weekend. Ooh, it's fun.
Now for what's really happening, stay tuned for NBC News on the Hour. Charlie Brown here. This is the date of the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year, followed by the longest night. This marks the sun's farthest point from the equator, and it all adds up to, you guessed, the first day of winter. Up to now, it's been autumn, and I know how happy you must be to hear that if you live in a part of the country where you've been shoveling out from under 2 feet of autumn snow. You're tuned to Nationwide Monitor, heard in Prescott, Arizona on KYCA, serving all of Yavapai County. Charlie Brown right here. We'll be back shortly.